Hey, this is Isaac, and you're listening to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the Illuminati. That's right, the Illuminati making their presence known in films. What film are we going to focus on today? A film called Justice League. It's one of these superhero movies, which if you followed me for some time, you know I am not very fond of. I don't really dig these superhero movies too much. I saw Thor Ragnarok, and I thought that was pretty good. That wasn't a bad one. Shout out to my man Scott out there for recommending that one. There's a lot of these superhero movies that I missed because, you know, I've lost interest in them, to be honest. And part of that is not only because they're killing these things, because they make money, so they're just going to churn it out until it's just garbage, which I think we're already there, let's be honest. Because when I was a little background, a little inside baseball for you, when I was a young lad, I used to read comic books. My father had a giant box of old comic books from like the 60s and 70s. And it used to be back in the day, back on the East Coast, I don't know how they did it elsewhere, but on the East Coast there, you could get comic books when they didn't sell on the market stand. They would return them and then remove the covers, the front cover. And don't ask me the intricacies of why all that happened, but you could go to these stores back east and they would have these comic books for like heavily discounted prices without the covers. So my father had a ton of these, and it was a pretty wide array of comics. A lot of DC in there, a lot of Batman, Superman, Flash. So I grew up more interested in DC than Marvel, simply because that was what was available. You know, we couldn't afford to get like brand new comic books, so I wasn't really up to date with the comics in the 80s and 90s. But I sure shit knew my 60s and 70s comics okay. Got a couple Tales from the Crypt comics. Those were the best. Those were my favorite. Which I saw at one point they were going to remake those. Anyway, this isn't a show about comic books, because that's definitely out of my swim lane at this point in my life. Because I used to read these comics, and I had the little action figures, and I'd make them do wrestling tournaments because I was into WWF wrestling, and I'd make the little superheroes do wrestling stuff. And then when I got a little older, I would actually draw from those comic books, and that's how I learned how to draw. So if you seen my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, go ahead, hit it up, hit the follow button. I've got lots of really cool eclectic images on there. I've got images from my Area 51 trip, which is a documentary project I'll be releasing real soon. But I've also got some little hand drawings I've done of stereotyping people in their cars. You'll notice they're the ones that are the hand sketches. But anyways, I digress a little bit here. Comic books. Yeah. So I was into comic books. I was grounded a lot as a kid because even as a child, I would question the nature of reality. It was more like I was a smart ass to my parents, and you know, I just didn't learn. So I was grounded a lot. So I read these comic books a lot, but I wouldn't go as far as to say I'm a comic fanboy. So DC, that's more my preferred superhero, but unfortunately Marvel seems to be making more popular comic book movies, and I don't know that I disagree with that. I've lost track. The last couple of years I haven't really seen many. The Christopher Nolan Batmans were really good. This Justice League movie, real stinker, folks. Wasn't that good? Not sure why. Just kind of lost steam. The characters were cool. Wonder Woman was all right to look at for 2 hours, you know. That sounds sexist. I'm not going to say that. No, but like, you know, Wonder Woman did a good job. She is a pretty woman. I think that Ben Affleck as Batman was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Aquaman wasn't my favorite. The guy who plays Aquaman is the guy from Game of Thrones, the first season, the guy that dies pretty quick. And he is nothing like the comic book Aquaman, because if you recall, Aquaman used to be sort of a homoerotic character with red hair. And he was one of my favorites. I was always drawn to these homoerotic characters, like Brutus the Barber Beefcake was one of my favorite wrestlers. I dressed up as him for Halloween one year, and he wore that like Chippendales bow tie. Anyways, so the characters, like, they were fine, whatever, but there were some themes in this film that I want to share with you, because I know most of you have either already seen this movie or you're going to. I saw it on HBO. Once it hits HBO, then it's most people have seen it at that point. So let's talk about the goddess archetype symbolism you see in this film. Wonder Woman, she is a Greek goddess. And when she shows up in this film, she is standing on top of Lady Justice with the scales and the sword. That's where she makes her initial first appearance. And of course, Lady Justice is actually just symbolism of the goddess archetype. And you can see Lady Justice, and I've got images for all this. I will have them on IlluminatiWatcher.com, or if you are on the Patreon feed, I will post them with the Patreon post. If you're not on Patreon, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Sign up, thanks. That's what's going to keep this thing alive, because they are chopping the legs off of all of the conspiracy theory community. They took down Jay Dyer's website. I don't know if you saw that or not. Jay, who was a guest on this show a couple times, I've been on his show a couple times. He had his own TV show, if you recall. He was a pretty big deal. Well, he still is, but they took his website down. WordPress took it down completely. It was jaysanalysis.com. If you go there, at this very moment, if you go there, you'll see that they took it down for violating whatever. Some snowflake was crying about something, because people can't manage their own emotions in today's modern society. And look, like, I get it. Like, I'm kind of a quasi-liberal dude. Like, I'm socially liberal. Like, I get that, like, hate speech isn't cool or whatever. But, like, I am totally against censorship. I think it's up to you as an adult to control your emotions and handle hearing things you don't want to hear. If someone tells me they hate me because of what I believe in, like, that doesn't ruin my day. We're all different, folks. Anyways, Lady Justice and Wonder Woman, she's got the crown on her head with the spikes on it. And what that is symbolism of the sun. That is the rays of the sun. This is the symbol for illumination, or the Illuminati, or the illuminated ones. This all ties together to Luciferian concepts, which I talked about in The Dark Path, which, that the main sort of takeaway from that book is that entertainment is showing us Luciferian doctrine in order to destroy Christianity first and replace it with this new Luciferian idea, which will eventually put us into the transhuman matrix. And all of these superhero movies play into that role, okay? If you read the book, you'll understand. I mean, I just said 300 pages worth of argument there in two sentences. But that is basically why I don't like superhero movies anymore, I think. All this research ties it into this occult doctrine. So Wonder Woman, she's standing on top of Semiramis, the Isis, the Lady Justice, this goddess archetype. And these people that believe in these occult doctrines, they worship the goddess for various reasons, okay? And it's never a clear-cut answer as to why this is happening. But these cultists, they worship the goddess feminine principle. That's why you see so many celebrities emulating this archetype. You see Beyonce as this sort of princess. She even dressed up as False Maria from Metropolis, which you could go into that whole argument about the Whore of Babylon, which, sure, that was Rome in the Bible is what they claim, but it was also the embodiment that Aleister Crowley desired to bring about through the Babylon workings, which Jack Parsons did. And we're going to have a show about Jack Parsons real soon with my dude SMQ. It's going to be real good. It's going to be the best Jack Parsons show you've ever heard. Talk a little bit about Mandela effect in that as well. So the goddess archetype is, and if you look at the history, there was different periods where you had like matriarchies and patriarchies, and they believe we kind of cycle through them, and we could be entering the age of the child god here, the Aeon of Horus. That is Aleister Crowley's belief that he ushered that in, and then all the occultists after him wanted to push us down that path. So Wonder Woman, she is, technically, if you look at her story, she is related to Diana, the moon goddess. Her alter ego name is Diana Prince. She is a goddess, the Amazonian goddess. And this is significant. We need to consider, if you look at, there was a book in the 1800s called The Gospel of the Witches. And in it, it spells out the goddess Diana as the mother of Aradia. This was the world's first witch. Now the goddess is, the Diana is the moon goddess, similar to Selene, which we see symbolism of Princess Diana with her death, which was very curious. If you read my first book, A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, I talked about this documentary called Unlawful Killing that was banned. And then it implies that there was some real buggery going on. And it could be that Diana was killed in a ritual sacrifice. She hit the 13th pole under the Pont d'Alma tunnel, which some claim translates loosely to passage of the goddess. So you've got the Princess Diana, the moon princess, being killed in the tunnel. And to back that up, the ambulance crew kept her under that tunnel for about a half hour before they took off. Why didn't they just pick her up and take her to the hospital immediately? And there's a whole lot of weird. And then, like, if you look at the after she died, they put up a memorial of a black pentagram with the flame on top. Again, the symbol of illumination, and then the black pentagram, of course. Illuminati confirm, right? So, getting back to this book from the 1800s, The Gospel of the Witches, Diana is the mother of Aradia, the world's first witch. Now, what's the story here? Well, Diana and Lucifer conceived this child to be the illuminator of mankind. Diana, now she is very much like Wonder Woman in the sense that she sympathizes for those that are oppressed. She is the goddess of justice, and she wanted to give this gift to mankind in the form of a witch, because this first witch could teach witchcraft to all the other people. And this was important because they wanted to fight against the Catholic Church, who was very oppressive at the time. Now, that's a story that was relayed to a man, and I don't have his name handy, but he's the guy who wrote The Gospel of the Witches. He talked to a pagan in Italy, and that's what he wrote down, was her story. Is it true? I don't know. I wasn't there. It is curious, though. So, Wonder Woman, Diana, the goddess archetype, and we see the goddess symbolism in so many things. So many of these artists are used to channel these entities, I believe. these females are used to channel the goddess entity. That's why Lady Gaga was very important, and then she fell from graces. And a lot of these artists, these female artists like Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Whitney Houston, they all go through some kind of breakdown on some levels. You know, Whitney Houston started using drugs, Britney Spears shaves her head, Lady Gaga's got all these weird sort of ailments. And it could be because they are subjected to these sort of horrifying ritualistic practices. Could be. I mean, Whitney Houston, when she died in the bathtub, which we've talked about that many times before. I'm not going to belabor the point. Look up the Illuminati symbolism of the bathtub if you don't know what I'm talking about. So then in the movie, right after you see the Wonder Woman on the goddess, inside of the building that they're at, you see very clearly an X over top of an O. This is the fusion of the X and the O. This is the Illuminati mark of the beast. Now this, I've got a whole article on this about the Illuminati symbolism of the X and the O. But to boil it down, there was an occultist named Kenneth Grant who came after Aleister Crowley. He was a follower of Crowley. And he said that in a ritualistic sense, if you fuse the X with the O together, you would call upon this goddess archetype of Isis. Again, we're referring to a lineage of goddess entities. Now, we see this X and O symbolism in many works as well. Could it be a coincidence? I don't think so. It seems as if they're saturating the environment with these symbols. And if you've seen The Golden Child, that is a depiction of what this is like. The Golden Child film from the 80s with Eddie Murphy, the boy that they steal, I don't remember if it was like the Dalai Lama or whatever. It was this kid that was like to be the next powerful religious figure. They kept him locked inside of a bird cage sort of, and they surrounded him with symbols that would keep him from being able to use his mental powers. There's a play going on with the energetic fields there. So you see the X and the O in films like Metropolis. That's Fritz Lang's movie from the 1920s. Very influential film. And I've got a screenshot from the film where you can see the X fusing over the O when they're creating False Maria. False Maria is that transhuman goddess entity, this Whore of Babylon in the film. And it's no coincidence that you see like Beyonce and Lady Gaga and Whitney Houston all dressing up as the False Maria, or this transhuman entity that is created, because man becomes God in the Metropolis film. And that's what this is all about, right? There's also a film coming out called Slender Man, and it is about that actual internet entity called Slender Man. And some of the symbolism of that character has the X and the over the O. That's one of his symbols. And if you don't think that any of this stuff plays out in reality, reference the two young girls that murdered another young girl, or tried to. I don't think it killed the other girl. Anyways, they stabbed this girl many, many times as a sacrifice to Slender Man. And now they're making a movie about it that's coming out in the summer of 18. Another image I caught on the film is the eight-pointed star, the Chaos Magic Star. It was on some screens that were flashing by. I just happened to pause it for one reason or another, because I was looking at something and I noticed on the screen there it was, the eight-pointed star, which we see in films like Eyes Wide Shut. It's the star of Ishtar or Semiramis. Again, a reference to goddess entities, but it could also be the eight-pointed star of chaos magic. And chaos magic is very relevant because the practitioner can draw upon the energies of any archetype or character that they want. Because ritual magic is the idea of playing with the energetic fields, right? So if you can channel a certain entity that exists in a fictional world, you can theoretically take the energy from it. And look, I don't know that this works or doesn't work. I've never tried it. It seems a bit different. I don't say crazy because it might work. And I was actually at a convention one time signing books, and she would tell me a story about, I don't remember, UFOs or something. I said, wow, that's crazy. And she goes, no, not crazy, different. So just a little 2 cents for when you're talking to people on the fringes. You get a little sensitive when you say things are crazy. Anyways, so like the example here for chaos magic, how it would work, if I wanted to talk to fish, I would use chaos magic to draw the energies of Aquaman. Or maybe I want six-pack abs like Aquaman. I'm going to call upon the forces of Aquaman and make that happen. And what was also curious is this 8-pointed star was underneath Prince's dead body at the Paisley Park estate. Caught an image of that. TMZ released a video just a few months ago, and he was in front of the elevator on top of the 8-pointed star. Is all of this a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that Prince said that the elevator wasn't going to bring him down, and he actually told L.A. Reid that the elevator is the devil? That's what he was referring to in the song, and that's where he died? Or was murdered, maybe? I don't know. Just throwing some ideas out there. It's all very strange. And of course, the overall theme of the Justice League movie is the cubes of Saturn. I mean, they call them the Mother Cubes, but we know that the cube is symbolic for Saturn, which is very important in this Illuminati concept. When you research the language of symbolism and the occult, and you find out how important Saturn is to all of these ritualistic things, that's why you see it in entertainment so often. You see the cube in the Transformers movies as well. And here it is, right here in Justice League. It is the main object of desire here. Because the cube represents Saturn, it's a symbolic representation of the other. And this is a weird concept. I talked about this on Billy Ray's show recently. I was on Infinite Fringe. But it's this idea that Saturn embodies the principles of Satan, or Lucifer, or the rebel angel, or Prometheus. Again, all liberators of mankind in their belief system. Because at one time, and this is kind of convoluted too, I've got a whole post on Saturn and the Black Cube, if you can find it. The idea is that many years ago, these Babylonian stargazers and so on, they would look out to the skies, and Saturn was the furthest planet out at the time. It was the sixth planet, which some tie into the idea that Satan and the number 666 are related. So Saturn was the outcast planet. But when you read the alternate history of the occult, of the secret history, you find that Saturn is the embodiment of necessary evil, because in the creation myth that they believe in, Saturn came in when the world is being created through this great mother or cosmic mist. Saturn and the big serpent was the one that came and made materialism possible. It introduced the the material concepts and constructs such as time. That's why Saturn is also known as Kronos, and Kronos is a watch. Because a lot of these gods that were worshipped, they tie together when you look at like Roman and Greek and Egyptian mythology. So Saturn is also known as Kronos or Cronus. And it was the devourer of children at one point too. But it's they understand it as, well, if you didn't have a force here to materialize things, you wouldn't have human beings. Because everything has to evolve. And human beings evolved from the lizards and fish or whatever. So Saturn and the cube is tied together. That's the same symbol. And why is that? Well, it's typically a black cube, first off, which is what you see in this film with the mother cubes. But on one of the poles of Saturn, there is a six-sided shape, which is basically a cube, a three-dimensional cube flattened, has six sides. Again, this numerological equivalent is six. And on the other pole of Saturn, of course, is the all-seeing eye. And all of these things are important because if you look at a lot of these occult teachings, for instance, I just, on my Instagram, again, if you haven't followed, go do that. It's at Isaac Weishaupt. How do you spell Weishaupt? Good question. Weishaupt. It's not my real name either, by the way. The founder of the Bavarian Illuminati is Adam Weishaupt, and I'm of no relation. It was just a fun little alias pseudonym I came up with before I knew I was going to have a podcast and books and all this stuff. So now I got to ride with it. So where were we? Oh yeah, on my Instagram, I posted an image because in Salt Lake City, which is the headquarters mecca for the LDS Mormon religion, you will find flattened white cubes embedded in the sidewalk downtown. There are many of them downtown. I tried my damnedest to find out what these cubes meant because I was aware of the symbolism of Saturn, okay? I went as far as to email the city, you know, I don't know, sidewalk people. I tracked down the right people. Just trust me, I did. I tracked down the right people. And I emailed them, and we had a little back and forth, and they basically didn't give me a reason why. But someone wanted those cubes embedded in the sidewalk when they designed it. It wasn't an accident. And it wasn't like the Toynbee tiles, which I also posted. I found one in Philly when I was out there on the Instagram. But it's not the same as that. And what's funny is in Utah here, I've lived here long enough now that I would consider myself a Utahn, I suppose. Utahn? Is that what we call ourselves? I've been here more than 10 years now, so I'm a transplant from the East Coast. But they're all right. They're good people out here. But people out here don't think twice about the symbolism that surrounds them. It's very strange to me. Like, for example, the bee holds great importance in this state. There are many, like, newspapers and roads and stores named after Deseret. And Deseret is basically another name for the bee. And the bee is on the seal of Utah, and it's on the flag. The baseball team downtown is called the Salt Lake Bees. I mean, once you open your eyes, you'll see it everywhere. Mormons are obsessed with beekeeping too. I don't understand that one either, but like, no, when I bring these topics up, I don't really get a great response. It's not like it's some LDS doctrine, as far as I know, to worship bees, but they're all over the place. What's up with the bees? Well, I'll tell you what's up with the bees. And I only found this out through, because I actually, I read a bunch of, about bees for my first book many years ago, but I just got done reading Wormwood Star, a book about Marjorie Cameron. You recall she was the spouse to Jack Parsons and the supposed, you know, whore of Babylon that was going to bring the end of Christianity and all this stuff. I'm going to have a whole show about Marjorie Cameron, so stay tuned for that. But I'm going to read you, this is what it says right here. Cameron told Martin about her great-grandfather, Thomas Brentlinger, who had been the town's beekeeper in Belle Plaine, and shared her belief that bees were carriers of magic. So there you have it. Marjorie Cameron, an expert in the occult, one of the leaders of the occult, believed that the bees were carriers of magic. So could it be that Joey Smits, the founder of Mormonism, back in the East Coast there, he was up at the Michael Wan. We did a show with Michael Wan about the Susquehanna River, and he talked about the powers and the energies of the Susquehanna River, and it starts up there in New York, and that was where Joseph Smith talked to the aliens that gave him the Book of Mormon. And Joseph Smith, before that, was a practitioner of magic. He was doing, you know, conjuring spirits and seances or whatever. But he was doing a bunch of that stuff, okay? Could it be that he understood that and passed that symbolism down to Brigham Young, who founded Utah, I think? I don't know. I'm probably messing that all up. But, you know, Brigham Young was a big to-do here. I think he's the one that, because Joseph Smith got killed back there in, I believe, Illinois in Nauvoo, and the Mormon clan got chased out of there, and they went west, and they landed in Utah with Brigham Young and his 35 wives, and maybe he brought that secret with him. It's very curious. If you're from Utah or Salt Lake, or you were a Mormon, and you know more about the bees, please hit me up on the social medias, because I'm dying to know what's going on with this. It's not something a lot of people know about. Back to Justice League. We were talking about the cubes. Oh, and one more thing. I know this is going to be a whole show picking on Mormons, but I like the Mormons. They're good people. But they're so easy to pick on, because Joseph Smith tied all this esoteric symbolism, because he was a Freemason and he was doing ritual magic, and he put all the symbolism into the Mormon faith. That's not to say that the Mormons today are doing ritual magic in the secret temples with their magic panties on. I'm just saying the symbolism is there. I don't know what they do. They don't let us non-LDS folks into the temples to do the secret rituals and handshakes and all that stuff. There's lots of books and ideas about it. In fact, there's a guy on YouTube that claimed he was a Druid priest at one time and then became a Mormon, and because he realized they were doing the same rituals. Anyways, on the temple downtown, supposedly, the big Salt Lake temple, which is like, I think is the first Mormon temple, there were plans in the architecture to have Saturn stones along the top, because there's earth stones and moon stones in the architecture, and supposedly there were Saturn stones in the plans, and they didn't quite do that, and some of the circles with the rings around them are supposedly Saturn stones in a different form. But yeah, that Salt Lake temple's got a lot of weird imagery on it, like there's inverted pentagrams on the top. I'll get some photos and share it on my Instagram feed at Isaac Weishaupt. So it's very curious. The whole thing's very curious to me. Okay. So in the movie Justice, in the Mormon movie Justice League, Steppenwolf, he's the guy who comes down to get the cubes, and he's got the big horns on his head, looking like Moloch or Satan himself. Again, is this a coincidence that we're looking at the Saturn cubes, and here comes Satan, or what, you know, looks like Satan? We also find out that Steppenwolf, aka Moloch, aka Satan, has these parademons that work for him. And what do these creatures feed on? Well, My friends, they feed on fear. And this is important because it falls in line with Gnostic principles. The Gnostics were these heretical Christians that believed the material world was nothing but evil, and it was created by an evil force of alien entities called the Demiurge, and their archons, which were their little demons. And David Icke believes that the archons are shape-shifting lizard people, and they feed on fear as a form of sustenance in order to shapeshift into our dimension, because they are outside of our three-dimensional, frequency band. So they need fear, and that is supposedly why all the world leaders are perpetuating war and doing all this crazy stuff. Now, I know it's a deep rabbit hole we could jump down, but we don't have enough time. But it's very curious because in the film, the demons feed on fear. And that is precisely what the Gnostic principles are for the Demiurge, the Saturnian force. And towards the end of the sequence, at the end of the movie, there's some interesting language about these cubes. Because when there's like the final showdown, there is some, the wording, it says, the mother boxes combine to form the unity. They're talking about the three cubes. And it is an apocalyptic power that not only destroys worlds, but transforms them into the primordial hellscape. So they're talking about the Saturnian force as the power to transform worlds, which again ties us into the hidden occult belief system. Saturn or Lucifer is the higher god, the entity that gave us the world that we live in today. And look, all these superhero movies, they all tie into occult principles, in my mind. They push this idea that humans can evolve into something better, and now they're sinking into these Gnostic visions and Saturnian forces creating the world, or transforming it at least, because they believe through entertainment they can transform this world. And all of these things make the occultists like Helena Blavatsky happy, because that's what she was talking about in her books, was this further evolved race, these ascended masters, these aliens that, you know, evolved out of this shell, and they don't have to be reborn into this world anymore. And Aleister Crowley talked about the Aeon of Horus and the child god worship. And all of these things kind of coalesce together in these superhero movies as they show us how humans are weak. They need these superheroes, these higher evolved entities to save us. Not religion. And look, I get it. I get that not everybody's religious out there. I get that not everybody's a Christian. And I just feel like it's curious, isn't it, that these occultists like Jack Parsons and Blavatsky and Crowley, their number one goal was to get rid of Christianity. Why were they so obsessed with that? You know, Crowley and Blavatsky were practicing all these like Indian and Buddhist concepts. Like, that organized religion was okay. It was the Christian faith that was so bad. Why is it so bad? Why is that the one that we need to pick on? And in today's society, you recognize this. It is socially not quote-unquote cool to be a Christian anymore. It's cool to do meditation and yoga and Buddhist stuff. And look, I'm not discounting it. I've told you before on this show, I've read a fair amount of Buddhist literature, and it actually has helped me with personal issues. We all grow up with baggage and stories we tell ourselves in our heads, and it as well as Christianity, they've both worked to help me out. These meditations and trying to like basically check your own brain, because your brain is this machine that looks for patterns and is always scared and always trying to tell you things are happening that aren't necessarily happening. So, like, I'm not trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater. All I ask is that we consider how curious it is that all these occultists wanted nothing more than to get rid of one religion, Christianity. Does that prove that it's the one true religion? Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I mean, that's up to you. What do you want to take from that? Your choice. I don't profess to know all the answers here, folks. But they wanted that, and that's what these films perpetuate. And Arthur C. Clarke's novels, if you read all the sequels to 2001 A Space Odyssey, you'll see where they want to take us. They want, in I believe it was, I don't remember which one it was. I'm bullshitting. It's 3001. I think it was the last one. The Commander Bowman comes out of this, coma-esque state and finds out that, you know, how silly the modern day society thought Christianity and religions were, and how they got rid of that idea a long time ago. And they pushed the idea of evolving through alien intelligence. I mean, what do you think all these superheroes are? They're aliens. They're not evolved humans per se. They're aliens. Anyways, you get that. You've heard me crying about superheroes before. And Justice League is no different, no better. The movie was barely entertaining. I know. I'm so negative about this movie, right? Flash was entertaining. I liked that. But yeah, I still haven't seen Avengers Infinite War. I'm going to check that out because that's obviously a play on the big Illuminati agenda, especially when we consider population control. And of course, there's going to be 6 more superhero movies this summer, I'm sure. So stay tuned for more. Subscribe to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast if you haven't already. You can hit me on patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You can read books. I've got a lot of them. And better yet, you can leave reviews on Amazon. In fact, hold up. I'm going to do a big shout out, big ups. Because there were a couple reviews dropped on Amazon for The Dark Path. The Dark Path was my pride and joy, so that's the one I like to see the reviews on the most. I like them all. Any review you leave on any of the books you've read, I read them. All of them. Angie dropped a good review. Thank you very much for that. As well as Daryl B. And Blue Mars also left a review. David Armstrong, big ups. Shady Black, Liam, Tamara, Kifa, so on and so forth. I think those were all the ones that I might have missed over the last month or two. But yeah, keep the reviews coming. Hit them up on Amazon. Much appreciated, and thank you for your time. And also, I've got that Area 51 documentary coming out real soon. I'm going to figure out how to best get it to you. So look out for that. And I've got my 6 most controversial videos banned on YouTube are on gumroad.com/IsaacW, where you can also find signed paperback copies of my books. So anyways, thank you for your time again. Your best for those who deserve your best.